Welcome back to the Octo Island Podcast, the Twisted Mug Media Network's premium Star Wars podcast. I am one of your hosts, Ryan.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Nolan.
And so, guys, we are here. We finished Season 1 of The Clone Wars. We are finishing up this little section of The Clone Wars with a Season 1 wrap-up discussion. Gave us a little less work to do in terms of not having to watch four or five episodes, which was nice. To be able to do one of these. But we're going to be doing one of these shows at the end of every season just to kind of, you know, come together, collect our thoughts on the season, and then prepare to move on to the next one. So come we are one-seventh of the way done, guys. How does that feel? We are nowhere close to the end.
Yay! It's kind of close. We did a whole season. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, there we go. Stay positive.
This is impressive because I'm judging this by back in style standards, which is about half a season per year. So this we're picking up right along here.
We are cruising. I have forced us. I think it's the amount of episodes that I have mapped out for us per episode. I'm like, all right, we're doing four or five episodes per podcast to keep this shit moving. But yeah. So speaking of, I think we're gonna have four basic categories that we're gonna be talking about for each season. We're going to be talking about our top three episodes, and once we get later in the show, when individual episodes kind of become less relevant, it's more about story arcs, we'll maybe talk about our top three story arcs, the worst episode, and then our biggest takeaway and our thoughts on what we want to see for next season. So, guys, let's start with our worst episode. Let's just get the negativity out of the way. So, Brendan, what was your worst episode of season one of The Clone Wars?
So, my worst episode of season one was episode 12, The Gungan General. I think the reason it's not Bomb Bad Jedi, which is also up there, and the next episode behind that would have been Jedi Crash. However, I think the reason I dislike this episode so much is because it not only features Jar Jar and puts him
which
in.
Which is bad enough.
Which is bad enough and puts him in this completely incompetent role and just tries to paint him as an interesting character and fails miserably. But it also interrupts the story of probably one, like, well, I don't want to spoil it too much, but one of my favorite story arcs in season one. It interrupts that to show us what this dipshit Gungan is doing and how he is, you know, bumbling
murdering
his way.
A senator.
Yeah, exactly. Murdering a senator and bumbling his way through another mission. It was just really frustrating because I wanted to see more of what was going on with Hondo and what was going on with, you know, Anakin and Obi-Wan and Dooku. But, you know, we were just stuck with in the middle of one of the best story arcs in this entire season. This bullshit with fucking Jar Jar again. He icky icky gooed all over my good story arc. But that's probably my least favorite of this season.
I, like Brendan, will also be choosing a Jar Jar episode. However, I'm going to go with Bomb Bad Jedi, which is episode 8 of season 1. Although I do hate the one that Brendan was talking about, episode 12. This one, Jar Jar is in it even more than that one. I can't stand the way that he's. I mean, he's literally on the image for the episode on Disney Plus. They really try to center him in this episode, and I don't know. Maybe in season one they thought that Jar Jar is really a terrible character, and the negative reception it had received had like lessened, and like, oh, people are fine about him now because we're far enough away from the prequels. But no, he still sucks. He's still the same. It was a barely watchable episode for me. Will not be revisiting anytime soon. 1 out of 10.
Well, Brendan, you were 3 for 3. I'm actually gonna pick Jedi Crash as my least favorite episode.
Aha.
I was telling the guys before we started recording, the Lerman, I just despise. Ever since that episode, I hated them, which made Defenders of Peace so hard to get through. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Jedi Crash as my least favorite episode. Kind of like Matt, I will not be revisiting Jedi Crash ever again. 1 out of 10 for me. I give it an F on my grading scale. And yeah.
There you go. The only episode written by Katie Lucas this season, which I didn't realize until just now, who is the daughter of George Lucas, who writes some fantastic episodes later in the series. So look forward to those, because she writes some great episodes. My least favorite is the same as Matt. It is Bomb Bad Jedi. It is just such a horrible episode. We're 3 for 4 on Jar Jar episodes being our least favorite. I don't know. It is one of those episodes that's supposed to be geared towards kids, but even when I was a kid, I remember not liking this episode. Like, I feel like I was never in on Jar Jar as a kid. I didn't think he was that funny.
Did anyone think so? This episode
specifically. No, there are kids who liked Jar Jar. I know people who like Jar Jar.
The fucking lollipop that was made out of his tongue, where it's like the Jar Jar head. The worst piece of Star Wars merchandise.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I hate that. No, if you don't know what that is, look up Jar Jar lollipop. It's the worst.
To get back to Bomb Bad Jedi, like, why I hate it so much. I think the plot away from Jar Jar is terrible, in terms of, you know, Padme and Senator Farr. I don't care about it. And Newt Gunray. And then the shit with Jar Jar, where he's just bumbling around, breaking shit, kind of getting C-3PO involved in it. It didn't work. And then eventually at the end, it was just like, oh, it captures Newt Gunray. And again, like, what sucks about it, too, I think, is that you kind of have to watch it, at least understand what's happening in it, to fully, like, appreciate the episodes later, coming after Cloak of Darkness and Lair of Grievous. So, you know, it bogs down the season in a really big way. And yeah, I really dislike it. But to get away from the negativity, guys, I think next is the good stuff. Let's go with our top three favorite episodes from 3 to 1. Brendan, go ahead with your top three.
Okay, so coming in at number three is going to be episode 21, Liberty on Ryloth. I think that this episode is really cool, and it kind of checks off the boxes of, like, expanding the universe more and more. It also takes place on Ryloth, which is one of the, you know, homes of spice in the Star Wars universe, something that I'm very fond of. I don't remember if they talk about Ryl at all, but this is it's interesting to see the homeworld that comes from after having done so much research on it. I think Mace Windu is super interesting in this episode, and it's really cool to see some of the political intrigue and the things that are happening, on this homeworld, where we kind of get, you know, this away from, like I said in the episode before, you know, most of the time we only see things happening in the Senate. Now we actually get to see it on the planet that they're, like, discussing. Coming in at number two is episode 16, The Hidden Enemy. I really like this episode because it has a really great balance between the clones and Anakin and Obi-Wan and Ventress, who I'm very excited to see more of. I own the book, Dark Disciple, which someday we'll be talking about. It's in the schedule. But I'm very interested in Ventress's character, you know, just because I know she is, I know some things about her character already, in the future, and I'm excited to see her grow. So it was cool to get to see her again. And I also really like the intrigue with the clones. I thought that was really cool. So that's number two. And my number one, you may have guessed it because I kind of talked about it before, but it is episode 11, Dooku Captured. I think that this is a fantastic episode. I really like the dynamic between Anakin and Obi-Wan, which I think is a really great expansion on them as characters. And I also really enjoyed the parts with, you know, them and the close proximity with Dooku, and also everything that happens with Hondo, I think is really, really quite cool. So yeah, those are my top three.
Yep, all very good episodes. I agree. For my number three, I'm choosing the episode that we talked about very early on in our discussion, one of our first podcasts. That is Rookies. I think it's a really important episode in season one, because it's your first introduction to these clones and the dynamic of them, and really the first time in the Star Wars universe, or at least in the film Star Wars universe, that we've gotten, like, a close look at the dynamic and how this kind of becomes like a military movie for this episode. I think it's really interesting, and we get a lot more of this in the later seasons, so I think this is a really nice start to it. And then at number two, I've got Lair of Grievous. I thought this was a really cool episode, although I do dislike General Grievous. I thought that this was a really fun episode. I kind of like the setup they had, that they're in almost like some sort of like haunted house with all these different traps and these like sort of Indiana Jones booby traps and such. I thought was really a lot of fun. I think that this is a really fun episode. I think that it's one that we get able to see some really cool Jedi and soldier interactions. I always like that we get little sneak peeks into these different worlds, into these different dynamics. Great episode. And my number one is one that Brennan talked about as well. It is Liberty on Ryloth, featuring the amazing Mace Windu in probably the best scene of this season. We talked about it to great lengths, but when that man is... the bridge falls away and he jumps up and all sound falls away. Badass. Really cool. Animation looked great, which is weird because it looks really bad at times this season, but it's kind of on both extremes at sometimes. But I thought this was a really fun episode. And of course, Ryloth, the great planet to see.
Yeah, so that brings it to my top three. For my third one, I have a very recent episode. It's episode 22, Hostage Crisis. You can hear us talk about that in the episode before this. But I really liked how you got to see like some bounty hunter stuff. I thought was really badass. For my second episode is another one that Brennan talked about, Dooku Captured. It's just a really cool episode. You got to see like Anakin and Obi-Wan kind of work with Dooku. I thought that was really dope. And that brings me to my number one. I'm sure Floyd's going to go into a lot of detail about this episode. It is Rookies. Kind of like what Matt said, it's just, it's a cool episode. Like, you got to see the clones for once and not so focused on the Jedis, and I thought it was really cool. Yeah, I like how you got to see more of the clones in this episode and not so focused on the Jedis as much. And yeah, like I said, Floyd's going to go into way more detail about this episode. So yeah, that goes for my top three right there.
Yeah, so for my number three, it's an episode that I didn't like as much when I was a kid, but I think we talked about it, and it is definitely one of my favorites, and I wanted to highlight it here because I didn't think anyone else would, is Trespass. I really enjoyed this episode. I really liked the vibe of it, especially at the beginning when... we see the carnage of, like, you know, all the clones getting killed and all the battle droids being, I don't know, killed is the right word for a battle droid, but, you know, deactivated, whatever.
Destroyed,
yeah. I like going around the bases, seeing all that stuff. And then also the dynamic between the head of that, I forget what the guy's name is, but I have to say, I moved since the last time we recorded, and I forgot to bring my episode guide with me, so I don't have it on me anymore, which I'm very bummed about. I know, I forgot it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll have someone back home ship it to me. But regardless, yeah, I really liked this episode, and I liked the ending that the dickhead leader of the colonizers got killed. I thought that was pretty good, so I'm pretty happy with that. But so my number two, my top two, it's probably no surprise to anyone if you've listened to these. My number two is Hidden Enemy, one of the clone episodes featuring Rex and Cody that I really, really loved. Just a great, almost Hitchcockian thriller in some respects, boiled down into 22 minutes, with a really exciting sequence in it as well with Obi-Wan and Anakin, like, going through Coruscant. Why am I forgetting the name? Christophsis. You know, really cool stuff, and I love that shot when Ventress jumps out the window, and you see just all of the Separatists behind her. I think it's just such an awesome shot. And then, yeah, all the stuff with Slick trying to catch him, and then, like, even when they're interrogating him at the end of the episode, like, why he did this, and he's like, well, we're always treated like slaves. And I think it's a very interesting point to bring up in this show, and probably a point that I didn't quite understand when I was 8 years old when I watched it, or 9 years old, I think, at this point in the season. But still, you know, it was something that I appreciate now. And I think it is something that comes up again and again in the show, which I appreciate. And then, yeah, like you guys said, my number one is Rookies. It's probably going to be in my top five of the entire show. I absolutely love this episode for a lot of the reasons that Matt said, where it introduces you to the clones being, like, real people, which it happened in, like, the Republic Commando books before this, but, like, this is the first time, like you said, in a visual medium that we've actually gotten to spend time with these clones and knowing that they become recurring characters coming back. And even to some point where they become main characters for some episodes again. You know, I really, really love this episode. And I think Heavy's sacrifice is still very emotionally satisfying, even though that this is only a 20-minute episode, you know, of this kids show. I think it is still very impactful to see this hothead kind of like decide to sacrifice himself for his fellow soldiers and stuff. I think it's a fantastic episode, and I love how, again, Rex and Cody interact, even though Cody starts to fall off as the series goes on. I think Rex is a very strong character. I'm excited to see more of Rex, Fives, and Echo going forward. So those are my top three, and I really loved a lot of the episodes. We were talking about, just a mini tangent here, when we were at the beginning of this call, talking about putting together these top three episodes, we were kind of like, there's a lot of really good episodes, but only a few like that I love, which is tough with this season, because like I could have put a lot of episodes in that third slot because I really liked a lot of episodes, and those were the only two that I felt like passionate about. I don't know if you guys felt the same way.
Yeah, that's fair. I think for a lot of the show, it was just like you're right, there were some episodes that were really good, but none that I was like, this is like peak Star Wars. This is like what makes, you know, a Star Wars product. And I feel like it at the time, it was probably good enough because the last thing that we had gotten was the actual like prequel series. But now that we're in this age of things like The Mandalorian and, you know, like other more like direct
so much Star Wars content.
So much Star Wars content, and at the same time, so much, like, important Star Wars content that it's like, yes, you should be watching this. That I feel like at times, you know, if it's not, like, a truly incredible story, it can kind of almost feel like a throwaway. But that's definitely, you know, what I think some of these episodes come close to being, like, direct Star Wars, like, important content. But I don't know necessarily that we're there yet at this point in the series.
Yeah, no, very well put. So I think that leads in, unless Matt, was there something that you wanted to say there? Okay. Yeah, so I think that was a really good point, and I think that leads us into the next little segment that we have that I think I want it to be a little more of an open discussion instead of just us, you know, taking our times and talking about our individual points, is our biggest takeaway from this season. So Brendan, what is your biggest takeaway? And then we'll talk about it a little bit.
So my biggest takeaway from this is probably, you know, that there is room to grow this universe in. I feel like a lot of the time with Star Wars and like the main parts of the canon, you get a lot of people that are like, this is set in stone. Like, this is, you can't do anything new with Star Wars. And if you do, it sucks and I hate it. And I think the cool thing about like doing it through a kid's show is that it's not necessarily under that, like, you know, same amount of scrutiny that, like, the douchebags on Twitter that bullied Kelly Marie Tran off because they didn't like Rose.
And Daisy Ridley.
You know,
notice I think how they're both females.
Exactly. It's almost like Star Wars fans hate women.
Yeah, almost. Maybe.
But, you know, like, you get those, like, you get these assholes that are, like, claim to be super fans of Star Wars. And I think something that's really cool about, like, doing this through a kid's show is that, like, they're expanding the universe. Like, they're creating precedent for new places and, like, places that had been mentioned but never shown before. And, like, expanding the details of, like, what happened during, like, the, you know, the Clone Wars and, like, what happened prior to the Clone Wars, even. And I think something that's really cool about doing that through a kid show is that it isn't under that, like, same scrutiny because people are like, well, it's a kid show. And then when someone tries to do it, like, later in the universe and they're like, where's the precedent? It's like, oh, they did it in the Clone Wars and you just didn't complain about it because you weren't paying attention, you dipshits. So I think one of my biggest takeaways is something that I really like, which is expanding the universe. And I'm a huge fan of expanded universes. I love lore in most of its forms. And I think that this is a really cool way to learn more about the extended Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, having it, at least in this first season, kind of operate under this you know, more kid-friendly tone, at least initially, allows it to pretty, you know, I think, grow and move on from there and have this really neat evolution where, you know, if you are a kid and you're watching this where you're young, as you grow up, this show actually grows up. And that kind of leads me into what my takeaway is, which is the tone of the show, because I think there are some instances of season one, you know, the last episode of season one, when we are introduced to Cad Bane for the first time, that we get some dark moments, that we get some executions happening on screen. We get Asajj Ventress in that other great episode, and we kind of get these hints of darkness. Whereas, you know, some of the more the violent scenes and the battle scenes are played a bit more comically. But I think it's, you know, having watched most of the show, it's interesting to go back and see where the show was taking a more light tone. And to see where this is going to grow, because it gets dark, and it's, I mean, it almost kind of works, because we know how this ends. We know how episode 3 ends. We know the tragic arc of Anakin, and this first season feels very hopeful, you know, and there were scenes that
very far between Obi-Wan and,
yes, there were scenes between Obi-Wan and Anakin where, I mean, there were no dark undertones, but even without that, I still felt kind of sad. I was like, oh, look at them, they're completely carefree and happy together. And it's you know, it's kind of sad having that knowledge in mind, knowing where the story goes.
Yeah. Mine kind of goes along with Brendan. I said you got to see these characters in such a deeper way that you don't see in, like, a three-hour movie. Kind of like what Matt said, especially with Anakin, you got to see such, like, a light side of Anakin that you didn't see really any, like, dark, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
they didn't really spend the time in the prequels to make you like Anakin.
Exactly, yes.
True.
And I feel like with this first season, like, Anakin is such a lovable character. You got to see him in such a way that you didn't see in the prequels, because with the prequels, you always saw him as, like, such a bad guy. Like, he was always, like, out to get someone. Say this first season, you got to see these characters in such a deeper way, in such a emotional way, that you're more invested in them, that I didn't get with the movie. So that's probably my biggest takeaway.
My biggest takeaway, I would say, is kind of a blend between Brendan and Matt's, in that it's still mostly a kid show. You know, especially like Matt said, knowing the depths where this goes, and like I said, I go back and watch the series, like the last 10 minutes of this series, all the time right now, because it is so emotionally impactful for me, and very, very dark, that it, just seeing these episodes in season one still mostly having that light tone, and like Matt said, you grow up with this show, and I grew up with this show, you know, personally, and to have this connection now where I'm watching some pretty dark content here on Disney Plus while I'm a, you know, sophomore in college when this came out earlier this year, which is kind of crazy to think back that this show started when I was 8 and 9 years old and was having these kind of kiddie episodes with some dark undertones in it. Don't get me wrong, Hostage Crisis, Cloak of Darkness, there was some really dark stuff in this season, but I think the Bombad Jedi episodes are still here at this point, which they're not later on. I mean, we get some goofy Jar Jar episodes in season 6 even, but even those are darker episodes with some more adult themes. I would say right now my biggest takeaway is that this is still a kid show and still will be for a little bit of time, but it you can see the seeds of what comes later throughout this season. So that would be my biggest takeaway. And I mean, how do you, especially Brendan and Nolan here, with people who, I mean, Brendan, I know you've seen some of the series and not all of it, and Nolan who's seen none of it. How do you feel that this season works in terms of tone?
I think it definitely started off as a kid's series. Tonally, I think we're starting, like, towards the end, we definitely started to see that shift away from it. I don't know this to be true, but it almost seems to me like the writers were like, okay, we can capitalize off of more than just little kids watching this. Because when they set out to make the movie, I mean, we talked about it, it is definitely a kid's movie, and it is definitely targeted at selling, like, action figures of Battle Obi-Wan and Anakin to little
which
children.
It worked. I bought them.
Which it worked. And I mean, I like, it reminds me of, like, Halloween around that time. You saw the, like, costumes, that they were very specific. Jenny Nicholson did a video of where she was, like, found, like, discount Halloween costumes, and one of the ones she found was a Plo Koon costume.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was just like, she was like, this just reminds me if like, you know, the kid was like to his mom, I want to be Obi-Wan. And she went to the store and they couldn't find it. But she was like, look, it's Plo Koon.
It's Dave Filoni's favorite character.
It's a great character. He was one of my favorite Jedi growing up. But Master Plo.
Who had a pretty good episode in this season that we didn't talk about.
He did have a pretty good episode in this season. Not good enough, maybe.
Not good enough, but pretty good.
but tonally, I think that it feels to me like the writers start to get at the end, like, we can bring in a wider audience to this show. If memory serves, it started running, like, at a more accessible time for people, like, later at night or something. I think it was, like, Friday nights or something.
It moved to, like, Friday nights at 9 or something like that.
Right. So it became more of that, like, oh, like, kids could still watch it as, like, a special treat before they went to bed, like, but, like...
Which I did.
Right, exactly. And I did as well from time to time. But, you know, I think it started to move towards this, like... more mature and more like direct line into Star Wars, which I'm excited to continue on this path, because if memory serves, I don't necessarily know if they get there during season 2, but I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, just one point. I would say, like, to that end, I would say that, like, if you put the last 4 episodes of the series together and put it in theaters, or, like, put it as a theatrical film, or, you know, just a film in general, because there's no theaters right now, I think it would get a PG-13 rating. And these would definitely get a PG rating still. So, I think that's definitely true.
Parental guidance.
Yeah, Brendan kind of hit the nail on the head. Something that I thought about, I felt like... especially with the Clone Wars movie, they made it so kid-friendly. Like, it could have gotten, like, a G rating. I think it might have a PG. Because
it does have a PG, yeah.
Yeah. And even with the first couple episodes, I feel like they were still trying to play it as, like, a kid's introduction to the Star Wars universe. Like, they don't want, like, 8-9-year-olds watching Star Wars because of how violent it is. So, oh, here's a kid's show. Help you, like, kind of get into the universe right away. But the more the season went on, I feel like the writers started thinking, oh, some adults are watching the show as well that are huge Star Wars fans. We can cater a show that isn't just for kids anymore, but also bring in some adult, like, viewers. So I feel like towards the end of the season, you started getting darker tones and you started getting more adult, like, messages in it. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to in the next season, is just kind of giving it more depth and not just like surface level, not like surface level kid stuff.
Yeah, that's a good segue. I would say, like, tone for season 2, at least the way I remember it, is like the entire season is basically like the last 10 episodes in terms of tone. Like, it's kind of away from the very kiddie stuff, but it's still in that middle ground where, like, yeah, a 10-year-old can watch this and be fine.
I felt like the writers towards the end of the season were kind of getting sick of themselves. Like, we're writing really kiddie shit that they were like, it was like, this is unbearable to write, so they started getting risky with it. So I'm excited to see where this season goes for season 2 and season 3, to see if they stay with kind of like that middle of the road stuff, or if they start going into the direction they want to go.
So yeah, just because that's obvious. So Nolan, you would say your biggest thing looking forward to next season is how they will juggle the tone?
Yeah, I basically wrote down no more PG shit. Like, you obviously can't make a PG-13 show on Disney Channel, but, like, not making
this
it,
was on,
like...
Cartoon Network, by the way, just at the time.
Oh, was it Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Back before the Disney purchase, yeah. No, it was before Disney bought it.
Yep, that's... Okay. Yeah, like, not giving it, like, the very kiddie stuff. Like, even Cartoon Network is such, like, a preteen to teen, like, network. Like, I don't know, it seemed weird to me. But also what I'm looking forward to, I don't know if we're still going on with that. I said Ahsoka needs more to her character. I feel like we got very surface level with her throughout this entire first season. Like, I want to, like, dig deep with her and, like, learn more about her as a person and not as much as a Jedi.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. That is my thing that I'm looking forward to next season that I've written down. More character development, because, like... Again, going my perspective from this is that the person who has seen every episode of the show multiple times, loves the show, and watched it all the way through, including season 7 that just came out. Knowing the emotional attachment that I have to these characters that I see in season 7, I still feel them here, but I want to see that progression. Like, I want to know why I cried in season 7, you know, because I had this emotional attachment. I want to see that development happen as we go through this show on this rewatch for me. So for me, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think Ahsoka is the main character. That Ahsoka and Rex are the two characters that I really want to, like, see their character development to the point where it's like, there's a reason why I cried in season 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm looking forward to in season 2, or what I hope for, is also character development, but I want to see it more so in the villains. I want to see more of an expansion in the villains, because I feel like season 1 was really just a preview of Star Wars villains. I mean, we got Grievous, we got an episode of Asajj Ventress, we got one episode of the great Cad Bane, and, you know, other minor villains kind of sprinkled in there. But I want to see them really focus on one and devote their energy to it. You know, Cad Bane, as I said, was a fantastic episode. He's a ruthless villain, and Asajj Ventress is amazing. So I'm really excited to see more of that, dig into the lore of the villains, you know, their home world, how they came to be. Very interesting.
Yeah, kind of going off of Matt there, these villains in the first season, I felt like they were good for an episode, and then you didn't really see them again. So I'm hoping for, like, more recurring villains, so, like, we can get to know these villains more than just, like, oh, I'm a bad guy trying to do bad shit on a planet. Oh, I lost, and they leave. Like, I want more recurring stuff and more deep stuff with the villains as well.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
So Brennan, what's your takeaway, since we kind of went out of order on this one?
Sure. You know, in terms of...
Or like, not takeaway, next season, sorry.
Next season, you know, obviously, as I say, I'm looking forward to more of the expanded universe. It's really, you know, similar things to what I, like, enjoyed about finding in this season. I'm really excited for to learn more about just the universe as a whole, and to, you know, check in with some characters that maybe we don't necessarily check in with as much. But we'll see how that goes. It's you know, kind of having seen some of these episodes before, I do sort of know what's coming. So, like, what I can remember is you know, things along the line of lines of just expanding the universe and, you know, meeting new and interesting characters and that sort of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I don't know, is there anything else that you guys want to bring up about season 1 of the Clone Wars or moving into season 2? Alrighty. Well, Brendan, do you want to tell the good people about the other podcasts on our network?
I would absolutely love to talk about the other podcasts on our network. We have, of course, our flagship show, the Cinema Talk podcast, which is our long-form movie review podcast, the CTP Movie Journal, which is Matt and Ryan's miscellaneous short-form movie podcast featuring the best of lists, best of the decade part one out now.
Part two on Friday.
Stop, Wait, What? Our improv comedy advice show. Back in Style, our newcomer-friendly episodic review of Twin Peaks. Twisted Mug Mysteries, your one-stop shop for everything spooky and occult. Octo Island, which is this podcast. And, of course, I Might Play That, which is our brand spanking new video game review podcast. Come back next week at this time for our where we're going to be talking about Animal Crossing New Horizons, which is all the rage right now. Logan and I are very excited to talk about that.
Yes, very exciting stuff coming up on the channel. And as always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Twisted Mug Media. Please hit us up on those platforms. Give us a DM. If you liked this episode, let us know. If you didn't like this episode, also let us know. We welcome any sort of feedback. If you'd like to reach us via email, you can do so. TwistedMugMedia@gmail.com. And as always, check us out on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating there. It'd be greatly appreciated. And also, we just hit 200 followers on Instagram. Thank you. Wow. If you are one of the people who follows us on there and is listening to this episode, if you're new to the channel, or if you're a regular face around here, we'd love to hear from you. So yeah, as always, thanks for listening.
Yeah, so we will be back next week with the first 4 episodes of, actually, I think the first 4 episodes of season 2, maybe the first 3, I forget the schedule. But yeah, we'll be on season 2 next in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from now. Next week is Animal Crossing, and then the Wednesday after will be our first foray into season 2 of The Clone Wars. So thanks for listening, guys. I'm Ryan.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Nolan.
May the Force be with you, always. Excellent. You ready for this, Brendan?
I'm ready for it. Give it to me, Dad.
Sticky.
Ew.
I feel like Dad's worse. Back to Octo Island.
And okay.
And okay. Floyd, did you hear us make fun of you on Stop Wait What?
I heard about it.
It was on Twisted Mug Mysteries.
It was on Twisted Mug Mysteries.
Oh, damn, it's Twisted Mug Mysteries. Rock
you can listen to it right now.
I've avoided it for my self-esteem. Welcome back to the Octo Island podcast. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Classic intro.
He tried to avoid it so hard.
Okay.
He really tried. Wait,
I won't laugh. I won't laugh. I'll keep a straight face. Go.
No, keep going. That was great.
That was good.
Okay. No, this is not staying in.
Come on.
Maybe end.
Well, this will go at the end.
Comedy gold.